This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The migrant, Fox News reporting, are more than 2 months away. There is no invasion. No one's coming to get you.
All right, everybody. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. No invasion, Shepard Smith said back earlier on. Democrats claimed that it was all a bunch of trumped-up nonsense. This caravan is just people seeking, you know, a better life and asylum. There were no criminals. There are no rapists. There are no murderers. There are no gang members and so on and so forth. And what do we find out? Everything they said is a lie. Because that's what leftists do. They're nothing but liars. Look, don't misunderstand me, folks. You are sinners. Yeah, you are so unworthy of the grace of God, it's not even funny. Because that's the way things are. But you know what? I will tell you this. Your pursuit of better is what makes you different. Your pursuit of truth doesn't mean you always... You fail. You fail miserably. I'm going to tell you right now, I am a failure. Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Show, that's what you're listening to. I am a proud failure. I've taught this to my kids. I say, you know what? You can't be successful unless you know how to fail. You can't be a leader unless you know how to follow. You get this? You understand the yin and the yang of this? You know, you can't be at the top unless you know what it is to be at the bottom. You know, it's an easy game to play, but it's so true. Show me a person who understands failure. I'm talking about understands it intimately. And I'll show you a person geared for success. So, yes, you're a failure. Donald Trump failed many, many times.
He filed bankruptcy. He did it.
Yeah, he did. And all of that experience and failure told him what he doesn't want to be. Let me tell you, the things I learned in life were from doing something and going, I never want to do that again. I worked on a brush truck for the city where I grew up. And that was the worst summer. I mean, I enjoyed what I did because it was my job and I took pride in it. But I'm telling you, the minute that I got my last paycheck, I said, I'm going to go get an education. I never want to be forced to do this for a living. You know, it was not for me. Willie, the Mexican dude who we worked with, me and Brad worked with, hey, that was Willie's job. And I don't want to diminish it in any way. Willie was a nice guy. But I in no way ever wanted to have that job. Willie liked it. Good for him. There's a place for everybody. Where I settle, there are many people that go, ooh, I never want to do what Kevin Jackson did. Oh, heck no. Too much work. And I don't blame you. But that's what we learn from that stuff. And so we got Shepard Smith. We got all these media people. It's not an invasion. We had Jim Acosta attacking President Trump. Why are you calling this an invasion? What do you mean? It's not an invasion. These are people seeking a better life. These are people. What? These are people that were coming to invade. And you know what? Leftists invite them. Come on, man. Come on. I'm not working. There's somebody else is going to pay the bill. You're not going to live where I live. I don't have to deal with the problem. See, it's funny. Here's a way you could look at things. See, ask yourself this. What if it were me? What if I had to deal with it? What if I had to bring it? Look, I'm a very big-hearted person. Somebody's in need. Hey, I'll help you out. Come stay with us a few days. You coming through town? No problem, man. Stay with me. Hang out a little bit. Whatever. Let's do what we do. But then you got to go. I can't afford to keep you unless you're going to get a job, unless you're going to contribute. But, you know, the leftists, they, oh, I don't have to deal with it. Yeah, Brent, come on. Here's what leftists do. They will borrow your crib. They will borrow your lake house. Invite all their friends, and then make duplicate keys and give them to their friends. That's how they work. I had a buddy, he accidentally sent me a text. He was using one of our friends' places, he says, and the text was something along the lines of, hey, Tom, just left the place. Keys are, you know, in the dish by the thing. Cleaned it up for you. He's describing the place, and I sent him a text and said, hey, buddy, you sent this to the wrong place. He's like, thanks, Kev. But I know the place he's talking about, and I will guarantee you this. He left it cleaner than he got there, because that's what we do. My play parents, Mary and Frank, they give me their condo in Sarasota. I went there. Mary says, okay, son, here's the garage door opener. Here's the key. She FedExed me a packet, all the codes, the, you know, security, et cetera. If you have any problems, call this person. And I went into the place, and it was clean, but it was dusty in there. They brought in the patio furniture and stacked it in the kitchen. So I left some. I've got food. I left it in the refrigerator, you know, because I was eating there. Long story short, she had specific instructions, and Mary's really meticulous. So she had specific instructions on what she wanted done with the thermostat and all these things. 100% took the sheets off the bed, washed them, put them back on the bed, left a note to the maid, washed the sheets already. They're back on the bed. I made the bed, dusted the place, cleaned up the kitchen, took out my food, threw it away, left it per the instructions. And Mary calls me and says, son, the person we have taking care of it said the place looked better than when you got there. And I said, it always will. It always will. I never want you to believe that I'm going to not take good care of it. That's what we do. And you know what we do as Americans? For the most part, we respect the countries that we go to. Now, I can't speak for all of them because we got far too many leftists to travel. But when Americans have a bad reputation in a country, like you'll go to France and they'll go, oh, you Americans, you're so blah, 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 blah. And I go, no, 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 that's not Americans. That's leftist. Leftists are the pompous, cocky, throw the trash on the ground. You know, they're that. You, when you see Americans like me, we are respectful of your culture. We are respectful of your laws. We throw our trash away. We do all the things like, I mean, you can, it's night and day. It's night and day. Why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because I want you to feel proud about who you are as an American. I'm separating you. Yeah, I'm going to put us in boxes. There's them, the leftists, the so-called progressives, and there are us. And we are what people go, wow, I want to get to America for this. And when we travel, people are, they can talk to us about politics. We're happy to explain. I've been there. I've done it. They are so misinformed. Kevin, I hear black people are oppressed in America. No, we're not. Not oppressed at all. Really? No, we're not oppressed. And you go on to explain and these people are like, they're blown away. Like, really? I didn't know this. Tell me more. They don't understand us because the left doesn't want them to understand us. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about this hour. Vagina monologues and a few other things. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let's talk for a little bit about women's issues, because I want to get into the vagina monologue here in a little bit. But let's talk about these women's issues, because it was women's issues that got me fired from Fox. The Me Too movement, a cabal of leftists that decided they would go after me because I called the women who accused Kavanaugh of being a gang rapist. I called them lying skanks. And I don't think that is bad enough, to be honest with you. And, of course, it bared me out to be true, but that's okay. Fox wants to stand on principle. Psst, keep your stinking job. I don't care. But I'm going to talk about women until I die. And there are good aspects of women, conservative women. I love you. I'll talk about you. I will exalt you, place you on a pedestal because you deserve it. You deserve it. I'm not saying you're perfect. Oh, no, you are not. You're far from it. But you deserve to be exalted. Because let me tell you, conservative men, we are good guys, but we are far from perfect. All of us are so thankful that we have a God that overlooks all the crap that we put him through and put each other through. But all at the end of the day, conservative men and women deserve each other because we are an amazing combination. Even in the worst of times, we are an amazing combination. We fight through divorce and breakups and and all kinds of things, financial issues and all that, because we understand life, it's a temporary thing. You know, you can battle through this issue because it's happened to other people before. You understand it, and you understand it from a level of spirituality and a core value system that is unbreakable. Then there's that other side. And sometimes it takes them a while to come to the conclusion that they've been wrong about things. But they do occasionally. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Women, in some cases, are waking up to this. There's a faction of the Me Too movement that has gone, you know what? We've taken this way too far. There's a bigger part of them that go, you know what? We're the reason for the problems that we're facing. It's us. I've met the enemy, and it is me. So the leadership of the Women's March came under fire for some of the group's most vocal supporters, including a woman who founded the group, and even actresses Alyssa Milano and Deborah Messing, you know, from Will and Grace. They've been like vocal about these people. These leaders responded to the criticism with what they called intersectionally loaded statements, blasting their critics. Earlier this year, feminist Tali Goldsheff launched the Change.org petition calling on the leadership of the Women's March. Bob Bland, Tamika Mallory, Linda Sarsour, and Carmen Perez to resign, citing their affiliation and refusal to condemn notorious racist, bigot, anti-Semite Louis Farrakhan. Many feminists refused to join the Women's March because they did not feel comfortable with the current leadership, the petition reads. Now, Women's March participants are also no longer feel represented by this organization due to the behavior of its current leadership. We, as the supporters of women's rights, donated to this organization, promoted it, went on to march once again in January of 2020 at the 2018. We refuse to march behind leaders who support an open anti-Semite. We refuse to march behind leaders who defend those affiliated with an open anti-Semite. We demand new leadership. Now, here's what's funny. I love these stories. You guys know why, too, right? My producers know. I love it when leftism eats itself. Leftism constantly eats itself, and we don't point it out. See, you've got a certain faction of women that go, oh, we don't support this faction of women because that faction of women actually doesn't even like women. Linda Sarsour she wants Sharia law, which subjugates women. Now, she's going to be a martyr. They're going to make her life is not going to be anything close to the life of a normal Muslim woman. She's put on a pedestal. The men know we need her. We need her to recruit. So they'll pick out a group of these women who are devout Muslims, and they will convince other women that this is fine. Don't worry. It's not like you say. It's not like people say. You're going to be fine. If you come into this religion, you'll be good. Don't worry about it. You get in there and you find out, holy crap, what am I into? So they need her. It's just like Margaret Sanger needed Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. She needed some sellouts that'll go tell black people, it's okay. Don't worry about that Negro project that's going to eradicate most of you. It's going to eradicate you in the womb. It's never going to let you be born. There'll be just enough of you to serve us. There'll be just enough women to come over and be sex slaves and be subjugated women in the practice of Islam. There'll be just enough. That's what they're looking for. So anyway, these feminists are upset because they know this. And these are anti-Semites. So not only are these people haters of other women, they're haters of Jews. And see, Hollywood is full of secular Jews. They don't care about the religious aspect, but they care about the way that the Jews are treated, just in general. They said the petition earned 5,000 signatures, a high-profile boost, when Milano and Messing both disavowed the Women's March. It reminds me of when Susan Sarandon made the comment, I think feminist is an old term. It doesn't need to be used anymore. See, feminist became a bad word, and it is a bad word. It is. Because, see, if you say to me, Kevin, women should be able to do whatever men do in terms of, you know, getting their promotions and earning their money and things like that. I'm all for it. I'm like, yeah, that's a human right. That's not a women's right. That's not a feminist movement. That is a human right. You, if you're a woman and you're an engineer and you're just as good as a man, make as much money. And so if we had to have laws to do that, I'm all for those laws. But then if it's a negotiated thing and a woman doesn't negotiate as well, I don't want men penalized for that. Women, learn how to negotiate. But don't be penalizing me because I know how to negotiate a higher salary. That's all I'm talking about. Most guys, we don't care if women can be an engineer, doctor, accountant, whatever. When I go to the doctor, it's a roll of the dice. I go and they go, well, you're going to be meeting with Dr. So-and-so. Okay, great. I go in there, it's a woman. Oh, hold on a minute. You just wait a minute now. You better find me a man. I just go, okay, you're the one my HMO, my PPO chose. Unless it's prostate or something gynecological, I don't think most people give a crap. And for the record, if it was a female and she was checking my prostate, I would just say enjoy. what do you want me to do? I'm not going to, this woman is, she cannot look at my naughty bits. Fine. She's probably seen a bunch. So, look, that there's no such thing to me as feminism. But these people are now finally getting it. Now, look, this isn't going to solve the problem. This isn't going to fix it. Just because these two women have gone against it. Melissa Milano is, she's guano crazy. But it shows you the rifts. It shows you that there's no solidarity in the leftist movement. All you got to do is point it out. It was people like Laura Loomer who actually started showcasing who was leading this women's march that got their attention. Congratulations, Laura.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The White House was asked about the use of tear gas against migrants trying to enter the United States illegally from Mexico. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders insists that law enforcement officials have used appropriate non-lethal force when necessary, and the White House regrets the fact that some children may have been affected by the tear gas.
The White House would never want children to be in harm's way in any capacity whatsoever. However, that is why we are continuing to encourage people to follow the law and go to ports of entry.
Navy officials are slowly rolling out an all-clear after reports of an active shooter at Walter Reed Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. Tweets and reports came in that there is a possible shooter, but Navy support staff says there was no signs of an active shooter, and at this time they're clearing the facility building by building. Parts of the Northeast could see up to a foot of snow. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The left, they have a problem with each other, and sometimes we get blessed to see it highlighted, and it happened just recently. So, conservatives, put this one in the win column. Because occasionally you watch leftism implode upon itself, and it is a win for us. There is no way they win. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to KJ Radio.com, 844-551-8255. Leftism imploding on itself. Different factions. There's probably, conservatively, what, 10, 15 factions? If you really break it down, it's probably 20 to 25, you know, 10, 5 to 10 smaller ones. But there are probably, what, 10 big ones? When I say factions within the left, I'm talking about women. I'm talking about millennials. I'm talking about millennial women, I'm talking about women of color, you know, I'm talking about Latino women, I'm talking about Latinos, I'm talking about blacks, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the LGBT, then you can separate them each, L, G, B, and T, oh, and Q, you get what I'm saying? Then you can look at the black LGBT, the white LGBT, the this, that, and the other. Then there's the white men who sort of fall in a very ambiguous place because they're still white men. But they're eunuchs, sort of, yeah. So you got all these different factions. And then you've got things like the anti-war people, the higher tax people, you know, the cause folks, the environmentalists, and all that. So, as I said, you've easily got 10 major factions, maybe more, 10 to 15. Then you've got 5 to 10 minor factions. And they're always competing. The only thing they share is a hatred of us. And what's funny, the environmentalists pretend that they care about the earth more than we do. They don't. Women say they care about women more than conservative women or conservatives in general. They don't. They claim they care about blacks. They claim they care about children. They claim they care about animals and you name it. And the fact is, they don't care about any of them to the degree that we do. See, we help every faction that they talk about because we don't look at, you know, the things the way they do. We don't look at people in buckets. We don't look at animals in buckets. We look at what's best for everybody, mankind. And we include animals and plants and beetles and all kinds of stuff, not them. So when I see them go at it, I love it. And that's what happened. Feminism and LGBTism clashed at Eastern Michigan University. EMU. They canceled their production of the Vagina Monologues. And they took the action because of the play's lack of diversity and inclusion. What? Not enough men? Oh, don't be silly. In a world of feminists, there are no men, at least no real men. As it turns out, the problem with the Vagina Monologues, I'm giving you hints along the way, is according to the left, not all women have vaginas. The school's Women Resource Center emailed students of the cancellation of this play following an evaluation of survey responses about the production. The survey respondents opposing a production consistently indicated they were concerned that the play centers on cisgender women, that the play's version of feminism excludes some women, including trans women, and that the overall, the vagina monologue, lacks diversity and inclusion. I'm telling you, if you saw this story, you might have passed it going, come on, whatever. You may have even passed it going, who cares, I never saw it, I ain't going to see it, what's the big deal? In the email, the Women's Resource Center asked if the vagina monologues, which was penned in 1994 by activist Eve Ensler, is, quote, still relevant to modern feminists. I would ask if modern feminists are still relevant to modern feminists, but that's a whole other thing. Anyway, this is what it says. This created a need to ask the question, do we still need the vagina monologues? And are the vagina monologues still relevant to the next generation of feminists? Now, this got me thinking. See, in 1994, when this was penned by this activist, there was nobody that penned the penis monologues. I don't know about you guys. I haven't seen the vagina monologues. But whatever comes out of the vagina monologue, I would say the equal and opposite should be the penis monologue. Wouldn't you want to know what the penis has to say about this stinking show? I do. Says the statement from the center emphasized their goal of, quote, recognizing and celebrating the diverse representation of women. And apparently for them, women now includes biological males. I know. Twisted, and but funny at the same time. So we've got to cover this. And it goes on to say this. We feel that making this decision is in line with the Women's Resource Center mission of recognizing and celebrating the diverse representations of women on campus, along with the overall mission of the Department of Diversity and Community Involvement, in which the WRC is housed, of supporting and empowering minoritized students in challenging systems and structures that perpetuate inequalities. And you wonder why your kids learn nothing in college? So, get this. There's a Department of Diversity and Community Involvement. There's a Women's Resource Center. And they support, they believe in supporting and empowering minoritized students and challenging systems and structures that perpetuate inequalities, much like college. So, for example, college perpetuates inequalities because colleges rank themselves and they tell you Harvard is better than community college. They also perpetuate the inequalities by allowing you to take stupid degree plans. For example, you want to be a sociologist. A college should say to you, what are you, ignorant? Why don't you take a STEM class where you won't have to deal with the inequities of society? You may respond back, well, honestly, I'm too stupid to pass the math. And in which they say, okay, great. Then you need to understand you're going to have a degree that is going to make less money. That's going to be your inequality. Now, you can learn math. We can put you in some classes to help you get over it. But if not, then say hello to your low, little bitty paycheck. But no, they say, oh, it's unfair. And if it's a woman, God forbid, or a woman of color, oh, poor woman of color who's not good at math and is therefore relegated to a lower paying job. You do see how the patriarchal society has led you down this primrose path. Oh, my gosh. But I digress. So, Eastern Michigan University is not alone, folks. They're not the only one that took a stance against the vagina monologues. Both American University, I mean, think about it. American University and Mount Holyoke College panned the play as well. But here's how American University did it. Here's what was interesting. They created a new play. Here's what they called it. Breaking Ground Monologues. The objective, they claim, is to broaden the focus from specifically female genitalia to multiple identities and bodies. So, Mount Holyoke College followed suit. and said, well, why not? Since we're dumping the vagina, let's just make it into, what, a breaking ground. That's going to be the new name. Instead of it being vagina monologues, it's breaking ground monologues. And I wonder, this is just out of curiosity, because I'm always looking at things from a male perspective, does breaking ground include the penis? I find it interesting that colleges and universities showed that play to begin with. If you want to show the play for your gender studies class, fine. But to make this nonsense a feature at any university is disturbing to me. I mean, if you're going to do it, make it even. Show it evenly, the male and the female thing. And again, I get it. If women want something and they go, ooh, this is so interesting. If my vagina could speak, I'm guessing that's what it's about. I honestly don't know. Maybe you guys should Google that for me so I could be more informed. Producers, it's your job. Keep me informed. Don't make me look stupid. Now I look stupid. Anyway, I'm going to go back to the show. So, you know, but if I had known more about it, I probably would be clamoring and saying, well, look, I want to hear what the penis would have to say. It's just as interesting. I mean, if you're going to give me your persona of a and this is what I'm just guessing here, but if it's going to be the persona of if my vagina could talk, then I think that and I'm not trying to be crass. I'm not. I hope that my stations, because, you know, I'm on a lot of religious stations. I'm not trying to be crass at all. But if my penis could talk, I think it would have an interesting story as well. Anyway, I love to see these transgender fighting feminists, because this heterosexual male loves to watch sissy fights. But one tweet that I read may have said it best is, transgenderism may destroy feminism faster than the imaginary patriarchal feminists, the patriarchy feminists speak of. But don't believe this tweet, or me for that matter. Look at the evidence. Many stories exist where transgender males dominate women, particularly in sports. And now it appears that sexual identity will soon displace the very essence of woman. Because if you can be a woman without a vagina, fallopian tubes, a uterus, and so on, then what exactly is a woman? Trans women can't birth babies because they are biologically men. So by this definition, men are just women in waiting. Something to think about. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
If In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
That big a deal. It's not that big a deal for Ivanka, and it shouldn't have been that big a deal for Hillary.
So, Ann, Ivanka Trump's attorney says that she did occasionally use her private email for business and says that none of the emails contained classified information.
Right. So one of the things that came up a lot with Secretary Clinton was, were the emails classified? And it looks like a number of them turned out to have been classified.
Retroactively,
and she didn't have knowledge at the time. Here, the big concern, there are two big concerns. One is that, other email servers can be hacked. You want all the government security that you can have. And so you want the emails to be within the government server, number one. Number two is just, you know, it really becomes a question. There are always Freedom of Information Acts. There's a reason that they want to preserve all the presidential documents. And really, at the end of the day, the government should control those emails and have access. They shouldn't have to go through someone's private lawyer. And the one thing I think I would disagree a little bit with on Jeff is that, look, it's part of being in government. People may do it, but it really is important, I think, to use government emails. And at the end of the day, you know, the thing that's stunning about this to me is that there is incredible hypocrisy. She knew that this was a huge issue, and then to go and just disregard as though you're above the rules is problematic.
The arrogance, the incredible arrogance, as with a little measure of stupidity.
The arrogance. The utter arrogance with a little dose of stupidity. Isn't that what he said? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. So when Ivanka Trump does it, it's arrogance and stupidity. When Hillary Clinton does it, it's okay. Right? And by the way, it's exactly like Hillary Clinton's situation. Well, except for the unsecured server that was hidden in Hillary Clinton's basement bathroom closet. It's exactly like Hillary Clinton's, except the fact that Hillary actually divulges classified information. It's exactly like Hillary Clinton, except for, well, the destruction of 33,000 subpoenaed records. No, it's exactly like Hillary Clinton's. I'm just remembering here, except for the bleaching of the hard drives. And then the smashing of them with hammers. Yeah, it's exactly like Hillary Clinton, except it didn't have any yoga. And, of course, Chelsea wasn't getting married. Democrats showcase their stupidity, folks, more than any other subhuman cretins. Again, I welcome you to the Kevin Jackson Show. I want you to know who's talking smack about Democrats. And I know there are some of you who get upset when I do that. You want to know why? Because you were former Democrats who converted. Be happy. Be happy you're here. Be happy that you're now listening to me talk about the former you. And if you happen to still be a Democrat and you're considering changing, well, you're getting a dose of reality. If you're a Democrat, you're a subhuman cretin. And yet again, in the zeal to get Trump, they fall into another trap. See, they want to discuss this Ivanka Trump email thing. You know what's funny? So Adam Schiff goes, "We need to discuss this email thing. This is terrible." And then he went on to say, "Oh, we need to discuss this Khashoggi thing." And I'm thinking, hey, Adam, what happened to the Russians? What happened to Mueller's report that was supposed to come out after the midterms? Do you want to know what happened to all that stuff, folks? Nothing. There's nothing there. That's why, oh, it's Khashoggi now. The Saudis killed Khashoggi, and Donald Trump is letting the Saudis do whatever they want to do. We should impeach him. Oh, and Ivanka Trump's emails, let's impeach him. Oh, except for those nagging little details of the Hillary Clinton thing, which is she had her emails on an unsecured server in her basement bathroom closet. She had a separate IT guy who has pleaded the fifth when asked to come before Congress. Then classified information was found where she said none existed. Then when they asked her to give him the evidence, she says, oh, I'll give you everything except these 33,000 subpoenaed records. Then she bit her drives. I'll get it out. She bleach-bit her drives and then smashed them with hammers. But it's just like Ivanka Trump. Clearly, Ivanka Trump's done nothing wrong. And if there's any precedent for doing whatever the heck you want to do with emails, Hillary Clinton and James Comey paved the way. You guys did hear about Comey having the same problem as Hillary Clinton, did you not? Mm-hmm. 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 Starting to preach. Kevin's starting to go a Baptist minister on you. Senator Ben Sasse, a Republican, in name only, out of Nebraska, signaled he would support a congressional investigation of the senior White House advisor Ivanka Trump's personal email during an interview with CBS. He would support this. It was reported that Ivanka Trump sent hundreds of emails from a personal email account that she shared with her husband and senior White House advisor Jared Kushner. Peter Mirojian, or something like that, Mirojianian, he's a spokesperson for Trump's attorney, Abe Lowell, said the emails almost exclusively revolved around logistics and scheduling concerning her family. President Trump, on Tuesday, defended Ivanka, calling concerns of possible wrong news fake doing, or wrongdoing, fake doing, fake news. I'll get it out. While drawing a distinction between his daughter's email use and Hillary Clinton's private email, there was no deleting like Hillary Clinton did, he said. Ivanka wasn't doing anything to hide her emails, which brings me to the next point. The Trumps turn them over. Donald Trump Jr. turned over every email he ever sent during the so-called Russian investigation. Where is that, by the way? What's going on with that Russian investigation? Can somebody update me? Did I just ask that? Let's just understand this. The Democrats want to relitigate Hillary Clinton's email saga. They're going to get their wish. They're going to get their wish. Because now Congress is saying to Hillary Clinton, you know, we have just a few more questions. Maybe a few more than the FBI did about your emails. This woman built a fortress around her email server. She hid it in her basement bathroom closet. She hired a separate IT guy to deal with this email. That's how bad it was for her. And then when the server was discovered, Hillary Clinton deleted thousands of emails at her own discretion, bleach bit the stuff, took hammers to them, making sure nobody would ever be able to recover the data. Because that's what innocent people do when they want to hide, you know, their yoga and Chelsea's wedding. Now, remind me again about Ivanka Trump's email issue. I'm just curious. The swamp is 20 feet below its previous level. And what that means is scrutiny now falls on the Clintons. See, we couldn't see it before. It was way above us. Now, my question was, are they using Ivanka as a bargaining chip? When I saw this story, I was like, are they going to try to put enough heat on her emails to make this, you know, look bad? Oh, this looks really bad for Ivanka. We better figure out what's going on here. And so Trump would feel like he's been held hostage, so it would cut Hillary some slack. Hillary is not getting cut any slack. The idea there was, if Hillary goes down, Ivanka goes down. That seems like how they wanted to play it. It was some twisted spy thriller where the Democrats would swap hostages or something, right? But sadly for them, the scenario is going to play out very differently. And here's why. Because number one, Ivanka Trump didn't do anything wrong. She turned over all her information about her emails to the necessary authorities, as did Donald Jr., when he was supposedly under the Russian investigation. He turned it all over. And then there's this little nagging detail of intent that James Comey explained so thoroughly when he was exonerating Hillary and everybody else on her team. Now, there's also another little nagging detail. Hillary did do something wrong, and it had nothing to do with intent. They found classified information on her emails. They will not find classified information on Ivanka Trump's emails. She was merely husband and wife, coordinating with her husband about where are we going to go, what are we going to do, and she's turned it all over. Go through it forensically. Give it to Mueller. He's Mr. Thorough. So there's also another pesky little problem for the Democrats. And that is, their charity did indeed collude with corporations and countries to carve up the world, and that investigation puts Hillary Clinton front and center, her emails, but freaking naked. And that's going to be their problem. They pulled this from the Comeys, went to Arkansas, and now the FBI is on their trail. Got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.